platform. Step up and speak out.
Good evening. It is The Platform. I am Annalisa Dube, and this evening we are joined by the Harare City Council. And in studio with me, I have the spokesperson, Michael Shidema. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Annalisa.
And
good evening,
our
listeners.
And I know that our listeners have a lot of issues with the Harare City Council. And if you have any concerns, any questions, do send them through. Our WhatsApp number is 0731-168-045. We are also taking calls on 0772-168-045. And we are also on social media at ZFM Stereo on Facebook and on Twitter. Now, Mr. Shidema, maybe let me start with this. Last week you tweeted on in light of the loss we had as a country when Dr. Mtukudzi left us. You did say that as a Rasta Council you were considering to name a street in commemoration for him, as well as the late MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai. How is that going?
Yes, there are suggestions from council, from the mayor especially, and the councillors, that we should name one of the streets after the iconic musician Oliver Mtukudzi. And the necessary processes have to be done first for that to be done, for the naming to take place, because there has to be a change of the existing name. There has to be an identification of the specific road to be named after the musician. But what I'm sure of is the naming of one of the grandstands at Faro Stadium after George Shire. Right, it has also been mentioned that there's also going to be a naming of after, okay, he's still living, and it's nice to name something during the lifetime of your legend, so that probably they can grace the occasion and be part of the celebrations. But unfortunately for Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi, it will be posthumously. Yes, there have also been suggestions to name one of the streets after Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai. So all those are still to be considered by council and get the council approval, and probably where necessary get the nod of government.
And how long will this process take?
Right now council is on recess, so once council resumes sitting, it's a process that shouldn't take long.
That is not an answer, Mr. Shidema. How much? What time?
Okay. If I give you timelines today, you'll be calling me next week to say the timeline has lapsed. So give it time. Let's give the necessary consultations to take place before this happens.
All right.
Because you can't determine how long the consultations will take. Because some people may not be available for the consultations. Some people might have reservations over the choice of places to be named after the icons.
Okay, speaking of timelines, I understand that in 1993, Harare City Council adopted a combination master plan in 1993. Is this the one that you're still using?
That's the one under review. That's the one that is being reviewed right now. So it's being reviewed to update it so that we inject life into the master plan, into our planning system, so that we are able to change some land uses within the city to accommodate new developments in urban planning. Yes. So like for example, I'll just give you an example. There's in the CBD, to avoid the issue of congestion, like CBD or around shopping centers, we looking at having mixed use. By mixed use, I mean people stay there, people work there on the same apartment. There is a floor for offices, a floor for shops, a floor for residential, and then have like a closed community where you have schools, creches, gymnasiums in the same neighborhood, so that you minimize on the issue of transportation from one location to the next location.
So when you say it's under review, then it means that the one that was there before is the one that is currently being used.
Yes, it means that's what it means. So we are reviewing it because it's outdated. It doesn't speak to what's obtaining on the market right now.
Okay. And are you able to tell us when are you, will you be done with this review and when you're actually going to implement it?
Okay. The review process is a consultative process where you consult stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So once that process is done, you'll be the first people again to be notified. When we initiated the process, we called everybody to tell them that we have initiated this process. And once the process is also done, we will also gather everybody who is able to come, including the media,
mm-hmm.
to come on board. I think if you check on our Facebook page today, we have posted some videos with Mrs. Charumbira, Priscilla Charumbira, the town planner, where she's talking on the progress of what is happening. So you could also play those videos on radio so that your listeners can hear the progress thus far.
Okay, so while we are going to do that and make sure that the people know what has been the progress.
There's been a lot of progress in terms of the planning and the consultations. So the consultations, you need input from everybody so that what comes out is a shared outcome which everybody appreciates, which everybody enjoys. So that's why we do the consultations.
Okay, we have the spokesperson for the Harare City Council, and we are taking your questions and your comments on our WhatsApp platform 0731-168-045. Now, Mr. Shdema, in September, you launched a 100-day target under the 100-day Quick Wins Rapid Results Initiative, and the 100 days have since lapsed since last year in September. What has been the progress and the process that you have been working
okay.
on?
Okay, we are under a new wave of another 100 days. Right, that's starting on 1 February. Right, so the previous wave made its achievements, including the master plan, initiation of the master plan review program. That's when you saw the roadworks that were done in Harare, were done under that 100-day program. The street lighting, improvement in water delivery, all those programs.
Which street lights did you improve?
The solar street lighting. If you move around Harare, you see street solar lights that have been installed on some of the roads. You go along Enterprise Road, you see some solar street lights. You go along Harare Drive, I think corner Harare Drive and Alps, you see some solar lights as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some. I'm just giving you just a few of the examples of the things that were done. Unfortunately, you had not even told me that you were going to talk about the 100 days. I would have brought you the whole template of the things that were done in the previous 100 days. But right now, we have another 100 days that is starting on 1 February, and there will be milestones to be achieved under those 100 days.
And the issue to do, I understand that also under that 100-day plan, you're also looking at the issue of looking at private stakeholders in the business sector to also accommodate vendors. Did you manage to achieve that?
Yes, we managed to secure some properties where we'd accommodated some members of the informal sector. Yes, and we're still saying that offer is still available only on appropriate places.
When these appropriate places, they're the ones that you have allocated to?
No, okay. If you go into the city center, right, there's the main post office, for example. It was always there,
mm-hmm.
but we were using it as an example to say inner city buildings can be used for the informal sector. You go to Zimnat House along Julius Nyerere, where there used to be that car sales, where now there are some fast foods outlets. There's actually a flea market just behind the fast foods outlets. So those are the models the city was saying. We can have building owners using their properties to accommodate the informal sector. And yes, there were some who had open air, right? But the city is saying we need it to be built up so that the activities are done in an enclosure.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So if somebody has such properties within the CBD or elsewhere in Harare, the city is open to look at it and approve it for that use. Especially now when we know there are a lot of vacant buildings within Harare.
And another target was to the issue of water, clean water supply.
Exactly. So we managed to we managed to increase our output of water, but unfortunately we were outdone by natural phenomenon. There's a drought. Just a few weeks ago, the prospects of us having rains like we're having now were close to zero, right? And the water in the lake was very, very bad in terms of the raw water quality because of upstream pollution through urban cultivation, through wastewater spillages into the lake, and through some activities on the lake like fish poaching, where the fish poachers leave their fishing nets, which eventually clog, or which were clogging the intake tower valves, and we couldn't get enough water. And that's when we had a closure of our water treatment plant to remove those nets and to adjust our intake periscopes. So yes, we had made an improvement, but unfortunately we don't control nature. Yes.
And I think yesterday you announced that you're looking into constructing a new water plant treatment in Mavuku.
No, in Mavuku it's a wastewater treatment plant. Wastewater, that's sewer. Right. In terms of water, what the mayor spoke about yesterday was we need at least 3 mobile water treatment plants, right, which can be used, one I think for Gletwin Dam, one which can be used to supply water to areas like Norton and maybe Chitungiza. The reason why he was speaking about that is the city of Harare, instead of only supplying water to its customers, to its people, the people of Harare City Council, not Harare Metropolitan, we end up supplying water to Harare Metropolitan Province. They, in the process, denying water to the bona fide residents of Harare. Of course, we sell that water to Chitungiza, to Norton, to Rua, to Epworth, right? But sometimes, again, those local authorities don't pay us as quickly as they're supposed to do. And we are forced to ration the commodity that we have here.
To accommodate everybody.
Yes. So there are standalone local authorities which should have their own water, right? But because they don't have, we can't afford to starve them. Because during the day, the people of Norton, Rua, Epworth and Chitungiza spend their day in Harare. So it's a recipe for disaster if they don't get water. It means whatever disease is in Chitungiza, Rua, Epworth and Norton will come to Harare. So at least we have to give them some water so that we control the spread of diseases.
So how best can we deal with the situation? Because like you said, they have their own local authorities that have to take responsibility of their localities. But you as Harare City Council are then now in have to subsidize for everybody. Hence the people in the Harare City Council, like you made the difference between Harare Province and the Harare City Council people that you cater for. So how best can that be handled to make sure that it's a win-win for everyone?
Right. The mandate to construct dams resides with government. Right, we buy water from, we should be buying water from government. I think the government is an arm, Zinwa, which should deal with the construction of dams. Right, the city of Harare, we have always given our concerns over the lack of additional water sources. Right, when the water sources are done by government, the city of Harare will do the treatment plants and the conveyance system to the various households. Right, we have projects that have been on the cards for very long, like Kunji Dam. But even if Kunji Dam were to come on board today, its capacity will not solve the problems of water or the shortage of water, because it will only be able to do something like 250 million liters a day, which is way below what Moto Jeffrey is supplying. We also have a project for Musami Dam and Mazoe Dam. So those are huge capital outlay projects, right? And we all know the issues of financing in this country. Everybody is trying to secure the funds, but probably we are confident that maybe in the near future we'll have those on board. But the more we delay to bring those dams on board, it means, okay, with the growth that Harare is taking right now, the growth that Chitungiza is taking right now, Ruwa and Norton and Epworth, it means if even those three were to come on board, their water will not be enough for the population, for the growing population. So drastic measures have to be taken. We were happy to read at one time that Chitungiza was proposing Muda Dam for their water, and that Ruwa had done Nora Dam, and we're getting their water from Nora Dam, and they had done a treatment plant. Those initiatives will help to ease the pressure on Harare. We were also happy at one time to read that Norton were constructing some treatment plant just across Lake Manyame, right? So if all those local authorities could also have their own standalone water, that would go a long way in alleviating the water problems within Harare City Council.
So it does
also promote the growth of our industry.
So what you're saying is, what has put all those initiatives on hold is the issue to do with financing.
No, I wouldn't speak on behalf of those local authorities. I think they are better placed to come here and speak for themselves.
But you're saying that they are straining Harare's water, right?
Yes,
and I want to believe that you have engaged them at some point to say, guys, how do we...
But whatever are their problems, they are better placed to speak for themselves.
I understand that, Mr. Shdemik.
Yes.
But my point is, you are engaging them, right? And you're speaking from this because I want to understand you have this information based on the engagements that you've had with them.
Yeah. Not only on engagement that we have had with them, the stories have been written. They are all over the internet. If you check, the stories are there. I remember doing some of the stories when I was still in the newsroom. They are there.
But you still cannot answer as to what has been the holdup.
They have to speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. I think it's unfair for me to speak for Norton and Chitungiza.
All right. Now, speaking on water, still on the water issue, there is an issue of the billing system. Maybe explain to us, how do you bill the water? What is the current billing system?
We bill on consumption. The water that you consume is what we bill you for. And we have removed the fixed charge that people were complaining of all along.
And what happens in periods where certain areas do not have water?
You are not billed because you haven't consumed any water.
All right. And you are currently on a 50% discount payment?
Yes.
How is that going?
That is ending on the 31st of January. Yes. During this month, it's a bit slow. We assume it has to do with liquidity issues. But the offer had been extended until the 31st of January so that we give relief to those people who were not able to benefit in the last regime for 2018 that we gave in October, November and December.
Okay, but maybe in terms of percentages, how many people roughly have been able to clear their arrears?
I think we'll need to do a reconciliation of the number of people who have been able to clear their bills. Right. If you had given me that question ahead of time, I would have done that reconciliation.
But as a spokesperson, we'll be hoping you would know these things.
I rely on information from all the departments, mm-hmm. but when you ask me some specific details like that, I need to do a good research. I can't give you a thumbs up figure.
All right, that's fine. Okay, so let's move on. Before, when we're talking about the 100-day target that you had, you did indicate that you have another one that is starting on the 1st of February.
Yes.
Care to give us some of the targets that you have for those 100 days?
Okay, we still have to do with water, improve our water delivery. In this case, we are targeting reducing what we call non-revenue water that we can't account for. Right, the water that we can't account for is not specifically water that is lost on best pipes, but it's water illegally connected to houses, water that is not being billed for, like where there are no functional meters, right? So we are putting meters, functional meters, the conventional meters, so that we can read properly. We are also putting bulk meters for the various suburbs to say, for example, we've already put a bulk meter for Sunningdale. So we now know how much water went into Sunningdale, right? Then we now know the consumption patterns for Sunningdale, right? And then after we know how much water went into Sunningdale, we then measure how much water we build for. Then we will see how much water was lost in between. Right. So those exercises are going on. I think we will be able to, at one stage, to come with the statistics, say for Sunningdale, and give you that for Sunningdale, the consumption on average per family is this much. The consumption for this suburb on average is this much. And the amount of water we're giving this suburb is this much. So that should be coming when we have done what we are supposed to be doing right now.
Right, this is the platform. We have my coach Deme, who is a spokesperson of the Harare City Council, and we'll be taking a short break right now. After the break, we'll be taking the questions that you've been sending through. You can still send through questions. Our WhatsApp platform is 0731-168-045.
Step up and speak out.
Welcome back to the platform. I am Annalisa Dube, and in studio with me, I am joined by the spokesperson of the Harare City Council, Michael Chideme, and we are looking at a number of issues surrounding Harare City Council and the challenges that Harare has been facing. And one of the issues that Mr. Chideme spoke about before the break is how there has been the water crisis in Harare has been caused by other localities relying on Harare City Council to actually supply water for them, and is hoping that that has to be resolved soon. So we have Chris. I did say that we're going to be looking at questions after the break, and our WhatsApp number is 0731-168-045, and we're also on social media at ZFM Stereo on Facebook and on Twitter. I have a question here from Petey at Campinsa in Greendale. Mr. Shdemo, refuse is not being collected nowadays. Why?
Yes, we had a period where when we failed to collect refuse because we didn't have fuel, but right now we have fuel, and your areas should be accessed by our vehicles, and the garbage should be collected. Probably we would also need to get some of the addresses, because we have the fuel now, and our garbage trucks are doing their work.
Okay, so when you say addresses, where do they send them to?
You can give them to me.
Oh, okay. So
if the people upping you,
yes,
so they can give you the apps and you can always forward them to me.
Oh, great. So Mr. Shdema is saying that if you are in an area where there hasn't been refuse collected, do send it through to us, then we'll forward it to them, then they'll send their team.
Because
there.
I know, like, for yesterday and today we didn't have diesel, but we are likely to have the diesel tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So once the diesel is there, we'll be able to collect. Last week we had diesel and our vehicle and our refuse collection trucks were on the road. Even today I saw quite a number of the vehicles on the road collecting garbage.
Okay, so if you have any concerns in your area, do let us know now so that we forward them to Harare City Council. Anai Vachideme Basarenyu se City Council, is it to supply water only, or is it your duty kugadzira marodzi zvakare here ko zvipatara? Oh, I think he's asking about the roads, Kuti. The road situation?
Okay. Our mandate as Harare City Council is to provide service delivery. Service delivery in the area, in the areas amongst them, I'm just going to give quite a few: water, roads, street lighting, health, education, housing, social housing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, community facilities like halls, stadia, you know, those are the mandates of the city council that we should provide to the residents for them to enjoy life. And we also have the mandate of approving developments by private individuals or by private companies. For example, if a company says we want to build houses, the city of Harare will approve that construction. If a company says we want to build a stadium, the city of Harare will do the approvals so that that service can be enjoyed by the people of Harare. If a company says we want to build hotels or a hotel, we will do the approvals so that those can be enjoyed by the residents of Harare. So our mandate is, we have direct services that we give, and we have delegated services that we give through approvals to people who want to provide such services.
All right, there is another question here. Ndifunzireo kutima burst water pipe havasi kuuya even ukafona their numbers hadairwe.
My best pipe, we are more than willing to attend to my best pipes, because we realize ndipanopera mvura yakawanda. So if those are repaired, it means there will be enough water to the residents. But I think my residents should also take note kuti kuma areas kwavanogara kune ma district offices kunonzi kwakatsekera kuya kwavanobhadhara ma bills avo, they should make use of their district officers ikoko kuzvibedzozo, nekuti ndo vane ma reaction teams anoreact in the particular areas where they stay.
Okay, so they have to know where to find their district offices.
They should know where the distortions are, because if they are true residents of Harare, they pay their bills somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. You said at some point there is going to be street lights in Kuadana extension. Where is that, Vachideme? That's from Tika Urere in Kuadana.
I think we were speaking on the tower lights. So the tower lights, the construction of the tower lights is an ongoing process. We are constructing about 100 tower lights in Harare. And Kuadana is one of the areas to benefit from the tower lights. I am not sure now where the actual construction is taking place, but at one time in December, it was taking place in Southerton.
So it's work in progress?
Work in progress.
Okay. Northwood, Mount Pleasant, no water for 2 months now, and the garbage hasn't been collected for a month and a half. I'm Lydia.
Yes, I think it's a point taken. The relevant department will take care of that. The relevant departments, the water and the works department that does the refuse collection.
Okay, there is a concern here. There is no name, but they say they're from Zanara Avenue North in Highlands. No, I think they want to tell us that there are no areas that there's been collected garbage. And then he's saying, I've never had collection in the past 20 years. We used to put garbage outside and dogs ended up ravaging the garbage. We have just been burning. When do trucks come to this area? It says in Highlands.
Okay, we have an app. A City of Harare app. If you go on Google Play Store, you download the app. Is the City of Harare is one word, right? You download that app, and on that app, the app gives you the times and days when garbage will be collected in your respective areas, so that you can take out your bins and they can be collected. Mm-hmm. So download the Google app on Google. On Google Store, the City of Harare app.
Cool, that's not my smartphone. How do they get hold of you?
Okay, no, but you could try to with there are my platforms, the Kutiva Nova, one Kutiva Nova, Batriwa say. Yeah, so the more the platforms, the better. So we will use other platforms. Sometimes we put my adverts, sometimes we also put on our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I was now on my smartphones. But once the message begins to circulate, it means more people will get the information. I mean, it's just adding the platforms to our own.
Okay, that's
yes.
Fine. Okay, so earlier on this afternoon, Mr. Nemo, we saw a tweet that was sent out by the City of Harare, and the tweet read, homeowners who built perimeter walls around their properties without approved plans are advised to regularize the construction of the security. Please explain this tweet for us.
Yes. There are people who built jurals. Okay, they call them jurals. I think jural was the name of the company that used to do the jurals, the perimeter walls. Uh-huh. Right, every perimeter wall should be approved by council. The reason why is kunema perimeter walls are kuvakwasina kusimba and using the wrong materials. So when that perimeter wall falls and damages property, it can damage property on your neighbor, on the neighbor side, because you don't determine where the bricks or the whatever material used will fall. And the city, in a responsibility of city, could, why did you allow this to go unchecked or unapproved? So when you have approved plans, in the event of that happening and the construction is approved, right, the city is liable because the inenge yaka approve of those plans.
Mm-hmm.
So we are saying to anyone who built those walls and kunema approved heights, that's security. It's actually a danger kwavari, because mukapindirwa, no one will hear you, no one will see you. And it, so there are also approved heights, and there's a situation in a neighborhood you know, and even the materials used. There are certain communities in Harare who say, in our area, we don't want this type of perimeter wall.
Mm-hmm.
We want this, we want uniformity. The city also accepts that, but has to approve those constructions.
So what are you saying to those that had made
There is always a way of regularizing.
Mm-hmm.
They approach council and submit their plans, and our building inspectors go and check the strength of those perimeter walls.
Okay, so yes. Do you have certain companies that you would recommend? Because
we don't recommend companies.
No, I don't mean for you to name them. But what I'm saying is, obviously, there's everybody's, you know, we live in a country, everyone has become an entrepreneur of sorts. And you're saying that you need them to check. So when you're dealing with these people that have started these companies, do they have to sort of like check with you first as well to make sure that they are a product is in line with what Harare City Council,
okay,
or the owners is only on the homeowner to make sure they have.
They are approved builders,
mm-hmm,
in Harare. When they were turning my certificates, my gentleman now, once gentleman you added it. So my builders are not from Minskwa, Kuwaka in Harare. So they just need to come to the city and my papers are and they build. But here we're talking specifically with the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever built your perimeter wall, whether it's a super company or a super company, it needs to be checked by our building inspectorate, right? Our development control, where we own, but is in the strength yakanaka. Kana paine paine ma mistakes, you are also told that you should rectify here. And even my foundation are not sure for the perimeter walls, they are too shallow for the height of the building. And sometimes Wamanovaka, just a straight wall is in my supporting pillars. So all that has to be checked by our building inspectors. So mind my continuous joins on their perimeter walls, and all those are a danger to your family and to the neighboring family and to your property and the property of the neighboring family.
Earlier on, when we were talking about my perimeter walls, you said that you have observed certain neighborhoods where you call them masiso. Some are taller, some are brick walls, some have different times. But how does the Harare City Council let that happen without taking action before it has come to that extent?
Yes, we could have done a mistake, but it was a matter of resources, of human resources, one, of even transport too, but now we have been resourced in terms of transport, and even the human resource has been beefed up so that we do our development control duties effectively. And in some of the cases, some of the properties were built in unapproved areas, right? Areas that were not approved, areas that were later regularized by the city. I hope you understand what I'm saying here. So in those areas, we need the people who built those structures to come for the approvals, the necessary approvals. And then we also have areas where people have been staying for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? And then they decide to just build a perimeter wall,
mm-hmm,
without seeking council approval. We still need those people to come to council and get their plans approved. It helps those people when they are, one, seeking title deed, when they are selling their properties, when they need evaluation of their properties, the approved plans play a very big role.
There's a question here from Victor, who is in Warren Park. We have seen mobile network settings up. We have seen mobile networks setting up their network booster on tower lights. Can you make these guys maintain or service the tower?
We have seen.
Oh, you want me to read
the
comment? They say that there's a service provider who has put their boosters on the tower light. So he's asking if you have the authority to make them service the tower. I think he's expressing concern on how they haven't been maintaining it. His question is a bit vague.
Okay. I think in cases where that has been done, there are contracts between the city and those service providers. So the contracts, what is stipulated within those contracts is what is done by probably the network provider.
Okay, there's a question here from Rumbi, who is in Westgate. If the Harare City Council gives the go-ahead to private companies to do construction in certain areas, then why are you letting people or companies to build on wetlands, for example, in Emerald Hill near Groombridge?
Right. The issue of wetlands is a very emotive issue. The city of Harare is for the preservation of wetlands. The city wants to keep the wetlands because of their importance in the regeneration of our water systems and in the cleansing of our water, right? And most of the wetlands are sources for small rivers, big rivers in Harare, and so there could have been mistakes made in the past, right?
Mistakes by?
By whoever approved those constructions, right? Because like that, probably any construction that is taking place with approval, there are areas where mistakes could have been done, right? But the city is saying, just recently, if you check on our social media platforms, our Environment Management Committee made a tour of Harare to apprise themselves of developments on wetlands and to see which wetlands have not been touched so that they can be preserved, right? And to see what can be done on wetlands on where construction is taking place and where and what remedial action should be taken. So the city is very much seized with the issue, and corrective measures are being implemented where necessary to preserve wetlands.
All right. Vakuru Maswera say, pane mkana ere wekupa kana kuwedzera nguva ye 50% discount. Nokuti vazhinji vakapreswa, kwete kuti atisi kuda, but tikukumbirawo kuti muwedzere nguva.
Ijojo hachisi chemo chandinogona kubva ndapa anza izvozvi. Asi kana zvichemo zvichiuya zvinotariswa necouncil, ane muri kuona paadvert ye 50% apo pakanzi listening council.
All right, so Mr. Shidema, one of the issues that has put Harare City Council under fire is the issue to do with mismanagement of funds, and there are a lot of issues. And then another, there have been also concerns on how you're holding workshop in resorts such as Nyanga and Victorious Falls when you are saying that you're cash strapped. So what is stopping your management from holding meetings in the capital and trying to manage the resources that you have?
Okay, you have a 3-day, 4-day workshop. Right, and you want people to be kept in one place where you can discuss issues exhaustively. The city of Harare, yes, we have gone to workshops in Kadoma. That's not a secret. But what is important is the outcome from those workshops. Because city of Harare is a substructure of government, and it's a government that decides on issues, that has to deliberate on key issues, and you have to do it in an environment that allows everybody to be glued in one place and you discuss. You see, even government has meetings outside Harare, outside Bulawayo. The meetings are done everywhere. And in fact, let's also talk to issues of domestic tourism. We tend to shoot ourselves in the foot when we don't realize that for this economy to start ticking, the monies have to circulate. And who are the people to circulate the money? One is government. Two is government, which is the local authorities. If the local authorities don't do what they do, it means some places that you call resorts, they will die down because there's no circulation of money.
But does not go back to the issue of priorities, Mr. Shidema.
Priorities, the priority is the subject matters that are being discussed that take the city forward. You are doing a strategic workshop, a strategic planning workshop, right? You want to do it in an environment where you are away from home, where you are not called that your son has had just a coffee and you have to run there. You need a strategic place to go sit around and do the strategic planning.
Okay, let's move on to the issues to do with the senior management at Harare City Council that were found guilty of misadministration and awarding themselves unapproved salaries. What update is there on that?
Right. I don't speak on behalf of individuals. So if you have the individuals and they can speak for themselves, that would be so good.
And the issue to do with salary payments, can you speak to that?
What has been
the update? We understand that you have been behind in paying.
Yes, I hope here you are up to date.
We're saying update us.
No, I mean, I'm also talking about you here. I hope you are up to date with your salaries. Because...
Oh, you mean here on ZFM?
Yes, this is the economy that we are in, my dear. This is the economy. So it can never be an issue. This is why even the government has staggered these salaries to pay on different pay dates. It's the economy.
So it's work in progress.
It's work in progress. Right. Right now, we are paying December salaries. You see, we've started paying December salaries for the lower grades.
Okay. We have Hendrix in Henrik Siana, Vachideme, please Gadziraiwo ground redu Rufaro Stadium, Malines Iteo Street, please Ndapota. Vachideme, Machenesero Amurkuita Guta, Chenesaiwo Ruanze, where Morton Jeffrey Waterworks along Bulawayo Road.
Aiwa, do you know Unuziapani Batambo, Patarumizuoka, Guta, Rekucheneswa, Aiwa, to know Kuza. I think all that is work in progress. We're working hard to make sure that we have a clean city, and the clean city is the responsibility of every resident. Just on Friday, I think on 1 February, we should all come out and clean our surroundings, so that it starts with you. Cleanliness starts with you, starts with me, starts with everybody. So once we do it on 1 February, and then the 1 February is just, okay, the first Friday of every month is just a marker that should remind you of your daily responsibilities with the environment.
All right. I think another issue that we might need to talk about as we round off the program is the issue of the allocation of vendors. You have certain places that you have said they should operate from. So maybe let's shed more light on which these places are.
Right. The vendor places, we have a lot of spaces for the informal sector in Harare. I'll just give you a rundown of a few suburbs here. If you go to Mbare, you go to Tsiga, Stoddart Hall, Marova, at Jablani, and then at the hold in the CBD is the Holding Bay, and then in Mfakose is at OK Shops, at Samurio, at Mishi Shops, at Gwenyambira. These are all flea market and fruit and veg. If you go to Kambuzuma Section 2, there's a place for fruit and veg at Tuli Service Station, Section 3, fruit and veg, Section 5, fruit and veg, Section 6, fruit and veg. Warren Park D at Fukwa Shopping Center Market, a fruit and veg. At Merrick Shopping Center, there's a fruit and veg. At Mabuku, at Matongo, there's a market. So if you go to every suburb in Harare, if you go to, there's Red Bull, Chijanje, John Sisk, there's Matoko, fruit and veg, that's in Mabuku. If you go to Glenview, there's the baby clinic market, fruit and veg. Glenora B shopping center, there's a market. Glenora B mini market, fruit and veg. Ishtubu, fruit and veg. Glenora A mini market, fruit and veg. So there are a lot of markets in Harare. If you go to Kwazana, there are markets. Sunningdale, there are markets. Highfields, there are markets. I think in Sunningdale, the councillor for Sunningdale is spearheading the construction of one of the markets in his area. So in Hatfield, there are markets again. We have home industries in Mabuku, in Kwazana, in Mebrain, and in Glenview. So there is a lot of space. We didn't even mention CSO, right? We didn't even mention Mbare Musika, right? So there are quite a lot of markets in Harare, but people tend to look at only the markets around the CBD. But there are markets where people stay. There are markets where we are establishing more markets where people stay. We didn't even talk about Coca-Cola here, right? The new market at Coca-Cola. So there are a lot more markets in Harare, but people just have to start appreciating that they need to work from where they stay. that is sailing from where they're staying. Just a few months ago, people were against moving to Coca-Cola. But right now you go there. Yes, there is not adequate infrastructure, that I'll admit. But now it's one of the busiest markets in Harare. So the city is moving also in to make sure there is adequate shelter, there is adequate infrastructure. The city could not put infrastructure where there was resistance. Now there's acceptance. The city is moving in to put infrastructure. We are also saying to stakeholders, those who have cash outlays, can you come on board, help the city on BOT programs, build the markets, and recoup your money through the subscriptions paid by the informal sector?
Okay, that was actually going to be my next question in terms of infrastructure. To say there have been concerns on the reason why, I think we ran a story here on ZFM Stereo to find out why the vendors were resisting your calls, and they were talking about the issue to do with infrastructure. So are you saying if they move first, then you invest in infrastructure?
No, I'm not saying if they move first, but I was saying in that scenario, that was the problem. Because remember, at one time we put infrastructure at Coca-Cola, and it... there was dilapidation of the infrastructure because no one was using that infrastructure. But right now, the vendors are there. We are saying we are using platforms like this one that you have given us to talk even to stakeholders to say, can you come on board? And here's a business plan. Here's a business opportunity for you. Come and help us to put the infrastructure so that you can also recoup your investment through the subscriptions by the informal sector.
Okay, there is a...
Probably, yeah. So I think... that's where we're going.
Okay, so you're working with the private sector to make it happen.
We're inviting them.
All right. There is a concern, there is a comment here. Vachideme, this is from Chiedza in Mutare. Vachideme, your municipal police should also respect citizens. Vachidzinganisa mavenda, they should consider people in the street. Takajuona pavai marira mavenda a few months ago in the city.
I think we should not even get to that scenario, yekudzinganisana. Right, everybody has to take their place, their responsibility. Don't trade from undesignated sites, right? So that is what causes this complaint. Vanonga wangu zia akuna akamboenda kunodzingansana na Pick and Pay pa shop yake pahari or na okay, because they are established, they are in an area where they are permissible to trade from. Apana ndakamboenda pambari musika, they established musika market or pa high fields pa because they are trading from a place that is permissible.
Another question here. Why do you want to involve private sector kunge council isinamari?
Ndoku sakataka isa 50% discount kutivana mutombo badara omari za musiri kuti badara. The city is owed over 800 million by its customers, and that money, if that money were to come, we wouldn't even need to be moving around with begging bowels.
All right, so as we round off the program, Mr. HDMA, there have been a number of concerns. We discussed a lot of issues to do with water. We spoke about vendors. We spoke about perimeter walls. What would you like to say to the city, Harare people, Harare residents? Because from the messages that we have been reading and the questions that they have been posing to you, they have a lot of grievances. And what would you like to say to them in this coming year so that they know that you're on the ground?
Their grievances are very easy to solve if they play their part. They should pay for the services that the city provides so that the city is always oiled in terms of resources to continuously provide the service. If you make the city dry up, it means the city won't be able or won't be in a position to provide the required services. So it takes two to tango. You pay for the services and the city provides. I've always given an example of airtime and bread. You never walk into a supermarket and take the bread and just walk out. This is what is happening. We go and collect the garbage, people don't pay. We go and deliver the water, people don't pay. But if people pay for the garbage that we collect, if people pay for the water that we deliver, then we will be able to provide the service in a seamless manner.
Thank you so much. That was Michael Chideme, who is a spokesperson for Harare City Council. And remember, they did say that if you have any areas, particularly regarding garbage collection, do let us know right now on 0731-168-045, or you can go through to the City of Harare application that they said is available on Android and on iPhone. Mr. Chideme, it's been a pleasure.
iPhone, not yet.
It's on Android only.
Yes, iPhone not yet.
Okay, thank you for that correction. I'm Mona Lisa Dube. Do stay tuned to...